What's up, guys? Welcome back to another daily Bible reading snapshot. Yesterday, we started the book of 1 Samuel. Today, we're continuing, and we're actually seeing the consequences of the sins of the people even before the book of 1 Samuel started. We're going to see how Eli and his sons are punished for their wrongdoing. So check it out. Chapter 4 talks about how the Ark of the Covenant, right, this symbolic representation of God's presence, was taken from the people. And the reason it's taken from the people of Israel is because they went to battle and they tried to use this Ark of the Covenant like it was some lucky charm. And the reason why, and you might say, well, wait a minute, didn't they just want God to fight with them? The problem was they were living lives that were completely hypocritical. They were not serving God with their lives, but they were using the Ark of the Covenant to say, hey, God's still with us if we have this box. And as the whole book of 1 Samuel is going to teach us, God cares so much more about your heart obedience, how your life is lived and how your heart is, than following all these ceremonies and rules. Because we're going to see David multiple times in this book be referenced to as a man who followed God with his whole heart. The people of Israel were not following God with their whole heart. And because of that, the Ark of the Covenant is taken. And when the Ark of the Covenant is taken, as these Israelites lose this battle, Eli is not obviously in the battle. He's a very old man. He's back home. And when he hears that the Ark of the Covenant was stolen, taken from the people of Israel, he falls back out of his chair and he dies. And that is the end of Eli. And you might say, well, what happened to his sons? Remember his evil sons from yesterday's reading? Well, they die in this battle too. So you have Eli, he dies. You have his sons die in battle. Then you have one of his daughters-in-law. So one of the sons' wives, who is pregnant at the time, she's about to give birth. When she hears what happened, she falls over. And when she's giving birth, she ends up dying too. And what she names this child is Ichabod, which is an important word in the Old Testament. It means the glory has departed. Because when the ark left, Eli and his family, they recognize God's special favor on us has departed in this symbolic way. So when we see this is so important and so devastating for the Israelites that Eli, one of the main priests, one of the main leaders, he dies, his sons die, his daughter-in-law dies, and now you have this baby named Ichabod, who is a symbolic representation, which this baby is real, it's not symbolism, but even this baby's name is a symbolic representation that the glory has left Israel. So the people are in mourning. Chapter 5 and 6 talk about how the Ark of the Covenant travels, and when these people take the Ark of the Covenant to these Canaanite gods, they put it in the temple of their gods, and what happens? Well, they take it to this temple of Dagon. What happens? Well, Dagon, the statue, falls over. They put it back up, it falls over again, and it breaks. So basically, the ark travels from Ashdod first to Gath to Ekron. Those are three important Philistine cities. And as it's traveling, bad things are happening in every city. So the people of the Philistines are like, we don't want this thing anymore. Clearly, God is punishing us for taking this ark. So what they do is they send it back. And they send it back on this cart with these bulls. And they say, well, if the cows, you know, take it to the right place for the Israelites, then I guess it was God the whole time. And guess what happens? Those bulls walk straight to Beth Shemesh and they take the ark to these Israelites. And then it's kind of a little happily ever after. But really, it's a sad happily ever after, because if you see the end of chapter 6, what happens is God struck some of the men of Beth Shemesh because they looked on the ark in an inappropriate way. We don't know exactly what that means. We don't know exactly what they did, but all that it says is they looked on it in a way that God did not like, and 70 men from this city died. So it's like this weird, every time the ark is in your spot, bad things are going on. And it leads the people to say in verse 20, this is 1 Samuel 6:20, it says, then the men of Beth Shemesh said, who is able to stand before the Lord? This holy God. Who's able to stand before God? He's so holy. We are so different, which really puts the Israelites and the Philistines really into one category and God in a completely different category. God is completely righteous and completely holy. How can anyone stand before God? And that's kind of the question that looms over 1 Samuel chapter 6. So let's turn to the New Testament. Let's check out what Jesus has to say in Luke 12. We just got off where Jesus said that if you're anxious about things, that's showing your heart is not in the right place. He says, don't be anxious about things. Don't be consumed with what you have in a greedy sense, and don't be anxious about what you don't have in a very man-centered sense. So the beginning of Luke 12 was all about that. This new section really talks about how If you're going to serve Christ, you need to be ready. You need to act like you're ready for him to come back. And furthermore, you need to recognize that in this life, if you're going to serve Christ, not everybody's going to be with you on that. It says that Jesus came to bring division, not a peace between people, but his very presence and the fact that people want to follow him, even today, will cause people to divide from each other. And Jesus says you need to know that. And at the end here, I think it's interesting. He talks about how you should interpret the times. You see the clouds rising. You know what the weather's going to be, but you cannot interpret the times. He's talking to these Jewish people. Then he says, you need to settle with your accuser. Go to the judge. Settle with your accuser. Because if you don't, you'll stay and you will have to pay every last penny. That's the last verse, verse 59. And I think what he's getting at is you need to know that I am here. And Jesus says that the King of Kings, the Messiah is here. You need to understand that and you need to get right with God while you have the chance. So that's an important lesson, I think, for us too, as we see Jesus making very clear statements in the word that you need to get right with him. I think that is a helpful reminder for you. If you've heard a lot of Bible talk and you know a lot about God, but you're not right with God, I want this to be a helpful warning to you. You need to be a person who understands the times, realizes that today is the day of salvation, that God will show mercy on you if you turn to him. But the problem is so many people have not done that. So many people don't turn to God. And I just want to make sure you are not one of those people. So turn to God in repentance and faith. And we're going to see how even tomorrow's reading is going to get into more about what repentance looks like. So thanks for joining us for today's DBR Snapshot. Let's make sure we think about these things. Make sure you read the daily Bible reading today. So we'll see you back tomorrow for another daily Bible reading snapshot.